Okay, so we were in the middle of learning about the fact that the people in Nineveh were high holiday Jew, that they were only 3 days a year, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. So the Maisa, the person comes, the neshama comes, and he says, "Let's go, let's get moving." They started fasting. They put on tzitzit, and they all did tshuva. They did aseret mei tshuva, fasted, and did sak. Now what happens is now the king gets message. Melech Ninveh. He had to get up from his chair. He took off his cloak, and he put himself on sack. He sat on the ground. So says the Gra, because the chashuv people, it takes them longer to do teshuvah than the simpletons. Because the simple people, they don't have much to lose by doing teshuvah. But the chashuvim, they have a little too much gava to be running to do teshuvah. So that first it says that Anshei Ninveh heard, and then it says the Melech heard. Now, the Gra here says a very interesting idea. The Gemara, he brings a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, she didn't like this. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, "Lama toikin shein kishen miyushavin, with lama toikin shein oimdin." We blow the shofar twice. We blow the shofar before Shemon Esrei, and then one during Shemon Esrei on Rosh Hashanah. One before, one after. Or in Chazar, according to the some minhagim, Chazar Sashatz, some minhagim during Shemon Esrei itself. Right. So the Gemara asks why. So the Gemara says, "Kedil la'arbevet ha-satan, to confuse the satan, to make the Satan off his game." So Tosfot there brings from the Yerushalmi that what does it mean to confuse the Satan? So he says, because the first time the Satan hears the shofar, it's not so nervous. The second time shofar hears the Satan hears the shofar, he says, "This must be the shofar of Mashiach," and he runs. So the girl here asks a question on that Tosfot, on that Gemara. What's the difference between the first time and the second time? What's the Satan doesn't seem to be that worried with the first time that the shofar is blown, but the second time the Satan gets nervous. Why? Says the girl, because look at the psukim in Baalotcha when it talks about when the Jewish people blow the shofar, the chatzotzot, what happens? It says the first time you blow, Noadu Elecha Kol Ha'ida. No, the first time it says that only the Chashuvim come, and the second time everybody comes. So he says that the first time that you blow, he said, he says that only the Chashuvim came. It's only for the Chashuvim because they're the first ones that Hashem judges. So the Satan's not so nervous yet because the Chashuvim are not running to do Teshuvah, so first the fast. So the Shofar didn't really get them so good. So they're not so nervous. But the second time, everyone comes. And now everybody's involved in the Teshuvah, not just the Chashuvim, because the Chashuvim, the Teshuvah is not so quick. He says that's why in the Chatzos, the first time, the Chashuvim come, and the second time, no yadu elacha kol ha'ido.
Isn't it the reverse?
Why?
By the first key of Shofar, the Chashuvim come. I thought the Chashuvim takes longer than to be true.
It doesn't take long. The first one is for them, but they don't respond as much. The first one is for them because it's focused on the Gedolim. So it's focused on the Gedolim. They don't really respond in the same way. That's what he's saying. They didn't respond to the call. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, by the Chatzetzers, it was
וניהו הקים את תקיעה שני פעמים, איך לעזרס הגדולים שהם נכנסים תחילו לדין, והשנס לעזרס העם. כי בראש השם לשני חצות יש מנצלת מלחלמי קורעידה, לכן, בפעם הראשון לא בהיר כל כך, שהגדולים אינם מוכנים לעשות תשובה. So, it's calling to judgment, and the גדולים are not so running to do תשובה. That's easy. Okay, and the second time he's calling everyone to judgment, but now there's something that's nervous because everyone's doing tshuva now all of a sudden. So, fine. But you see from the pasuk also, what's one of the formulas to tshuva is to do to go onto a level of hachna'a, like you know, humility. So that's why it says, "Vayakam ikisa vayaver adarto vayichas sak." Or sack by Yeshua al hearts. Okay. By Yazek, Vayomer Beninve, Itama Melech Ugdolav Lemor. So a message comes out of Ninve saying, Ha'adam, mankind, Vea Behema, and animals, Vea Bokar, Vea Tsoin, and sheep and cattle, Al Yitamum Uma, no one can eat, Al Yiru, you shouldn't graze, Umaim Al Yishtin, you shouldn't drink water. So what's this? So Vayomer, Vayazik Vayomer, Mitam HaMelech. Who's the Melech? Hashem. So a message comes out in the name of Hashem. Ugdolav Lemar, okay? And the Jewish people. We come out a message. What's the message? HaAdam, the important people, which is HaTamid Echam. VeHaBehema, that's the Amaretz. Why? Because they just follow their animal instincts, like behemot. So ha'adam, whether you're a tamid chacham, ve'behemot, you're amaretz. Ha'bakar ve'atzon. Bakar is behemot gasa, and tzon is behemot daka, like a small animal. So he says, that bakar is real grub animals. So that's poshei Yisrael. That's the people that do avirot on purpose. Son is more, you know, clean, you know, innocent animals. That's people that just do avirot because they don't know the difference. They don't know so much what's going on. Einam yodim ben tov l'ra. And they would listen to the Talmid Chacham. I mean, that's why sheep listen to the roa. Sheep listen to the shepherd. Cows don't listen to nobody. They just do their thing. You put the water out, I'll come get it when I want. Right? So that's the Poshe Yisrael. They're independent. Now, Al Yimatu Yitamum Umava Al Yiru. I don't want you to taste or do or eat anything. So what does it mean an animal doesn't eat? So he says what it's referring to means it's not a fast. And animals don't have a fast. It means that they shouldn't. They should take time off from work. And they have to fast so that Hashem can give them pranasa. And this is brought in the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbeinu Yonah says that in Aseret Yemei Teshuva there was a time, especially there's extra slichot or whatever, and you know people take time off from their work in order to concentrate more on doing the teshuva. That's according to the Gemara what it says here in Beferish. Interesting description of what's going on. So the neshama is back in this world, and now it's coming with a clear message. The neshama is not going to fail this time. Last time the neshama failed, this time the neshama is back in the world. He's giving clear messages. Well, everybody, it's Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom Kippur. You got to come to tshuva. Stop focusing on the wrong things. You got to recalibrate, refocus. Whether you're Tamid Chacham, Amaret, do Avirot on purpose by accident, no matter who you are, it's time to refocus and do tshuva. So they did it. Vayiskasu sakim. They took off the clothes. Adam v'habeima. Everybody, the Tamid Chachamim, everyone. Vayikru el Elokim v'chazaka. And he called out to Hashem strongly. Vayashuvu ish midarko. And they did tshuva. U'minachamas Hashem v'kapeim. And they gave back the stolen goods that were in their hands, okay? Which here, actually, the Gra says It basically means in the mashal the same thing it means in the pashup shot. The point is that everyone taka did tshuva. Okay? By the way, the Gemara learns out of halacha here that you cannot do tshuva on the avera of theft unless you give back the money. As it says, min ha-chamas asher b'kapehen, means it wasn't enough to do tshuva, oh, I stole. But by the way, this watch is geshmak a watch. You know, it doesn't work that way. If you want to do I stole, you got to give it back. You know, so that's the Gemara learns out. Mi yodea yashuv. Who knows how to encourage people to do tshuva? V'nicham ha'elokim. V'shav mecharon apo v'lo noive. Wow, Hashem accepted our tshuva and we will not perish. That's so far what happened, and that's what happens. Hashem listens to the tshuva. Vayar elokim et maaseim. Hashem saw ki shavu midar kamara. They repented from their evil ways. They did the tshuva, the offer, the sack, everything. Vayinachem elokim al ara shediber lasot lahem. He changed his mind from doing the evil that he wanted to do. V'lo asa. And he didn't do, says the girl, v'chatam oto letova. They got k'tiva v'chatima tova. They did the tshuva in time. And he doesn't say k'siva because it's Yom Kippur here. Chasam oisol time. So according to the girl, this whole story took place in referring to the tshuva of Yom Kippur. So, like I said, if we were wondering till now why this we read this on Yom Kippur, so the third chapter, according to the girl, is literally talking about Yom Kippur. It's not even just like a musar. It's like, this is what we're talking about. Okay, so I think we actually got through the third chapter. Now the fun starts. Fourth chapter. What? This is a problem with the fourth chapter. Because Yonah gets very upset in the fourth chapter. Right? And Yonah does not like what happened in the fourth chapter. And Yonah complains a lot in the fourth chapter. It's not going to be good. We'll have to see what happens to Yona. Okay. Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.
Bye. Yeah.